The Turks and Caicos Islands has officially reinstated its prison visiting committee, with members gathering on May 12th for an induction meeting aimed at strengthening oversight and accountability within the prison system. Prison visiting committees are independent bodies appointed to monitor prisons, hear complaints from inmates, and report on prison conditions to the minister responsible for justice. The committees are made up of members from various sectors of society who conduct visits to prisons and assess the welfare and treatment of inmates. Speaking at today's induction meeting was Minister with Responsibility for Public Safety, Honorable Sean Malcolm, who recently assumed the portfolio. He spoke to the importance of the meeting and the way forward for his ministry.
With the reintroduction of the visiting committee, speaks well to our continued work to oversee the welfare of the prisoners and to ensure that we are meeting all, not just our local standards, but all the international standards. As you know, this prison is certainly one of the most outstanding facilities within the region. And I'm not just saying that because I'm the minister. I mean, it's factual. Our prison here is helping a number of sister territories, especially in the Eastern Caribbean, to help to bring their prisons up to standard. We have just gone through our international inspection, and we have been rated one of the top facilities in the region, and that's not by chance. It's government investing in the system over the number of years. And so I am proud to be leading this correctional institution. This year, with rehabilitation, as you know, we have embarked on our new home for the young boys in Providenciales. We have already put out to hire employees for that home. It is one of the top priorities in helping our juvenile young boys with prevention, which will definitely help with reduction of crime. We expect for the home to be open this coming September, and we are on trajectory to do that, as I have made that commitment during our budget presentation. But there's a lot of great work. Turks and Caicos, we are actually ahead of a lot of our counterparts in the other overseas territory, and hosting our own facility here is going to be definitely a big plus and advantage.
Also addressing attendees was Superintendent of Prisons Michael Woodbine on how the decisions made in the committee will actually affect the prisons.
So having an independent body that looks at us and challenges us and helps us and supports us will really help us put proper change in place to benefit our staff, the prisoners and the institution.
Director of Rehabilitation Jerron Harvey also shared remarks on rehabilitation efforts and the role the committee can play in supporting inmate welfare and reintegration.
So the benefit of this committee to the prisoners is that it provides oversight and it brings an independent view into the operations that the prisoners have going on, but it also helps to channel the information up so that the ministry and the government is fully aware about what is going on and how best to improve the operations, but to support what the prison have going on good and to look at areas for improvement and to be a champion for the rights of the individuals, or the prisoners, but also the staff as well.
Officials say the reinstatement of the prison visiting committee marks an important step toward ensuring accountability, improving prison conditions, and strengthening rehabilitation efforts within the Turks and Caicos Islands correctional system.